are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
So your butterfly in black, color me and begin to bring the fantasy to life. To avoid the confusion, I'm a rain and illusion. How much poison can you swallow? Flip the switch, buck her up and kiss. Feed the inner child till it's full with bliss. Well, I say, what you gonna do when Dracula comes for you? Stand there till you go hollow. Mister, can I get a 10-4? Do you agree that there's a monster at the front door? Ready to bang it down, swallow up the town, put the children up for ransom, yeah, and make himself a crown. Mister, yeah, do you agree that there's someone in this village just that stole our apple seed? The ocean's drying up, our constellations are corrupt. All I can hear is this sound. I believe in the lime tree. Well, how did you find me? I believe in the power that will save. I believe that this monster can finally be tamed. Deep in the hearts of the youth, there's a magical flower. Yes, a blooming parachutes. Plenty to go around. Your feet won't hit the ground. This love that comes in pounds. Open up and taste the sound. Well, I say, I think I've had enough. Yo, today gonna be the day. Yeah, cause last night, well, I had the vision of a princess. Sparked up a candle and lit her up with incense. She whispered in my ear, baby, have no fear. I am here. Dry your tears. All the pirates that are near shall retire when they see my empire. No match for this angel of fire. Yeah, mister, can I get a 10-4? Do you agree that there's a monster at the front door? Ready to bang it down, swallow up the town, put the children up for ransom, yeah, and make himself a crown.
What's up, people? You've just tuned in to Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. As you know, this is the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. We got the energies flowing in the studios. When I look up, I see gold, I see green, I see blues, I see bright oranges and yellows. It's making up all the colors of my chakras. About to rock ya. It's beautiful. Very well could have been the tea that I drank this morning as well. I'm just kidding. How we doing today, guys? Starting off with some Trevor Hall. He's a brother of ours. Want to say thank you for your good vibrations and contributing to the vibration station. What's up? You've just tuned in. Big things are happening today. Do you know why? Because it's a beautiful day. And as long as the sun is shining, even if the sun isn't shining, there's an opportunity to feel pretty damn good. What's going on, guys? We have a very special show lined up for you today. I'd like to welcome my brother, Justin, the studio. How are we doing?
I'm good.
Along with Justin, we have a very special guest. You know, Justin and I, we like to bring people in the studio that we think really make a positive impact in the world and are good examples of how, you know, if they can do it, then you can do it. That's what the Vibration Station is about, showing you that you can do anything with your vibration. You can do anything that you want in the entire world. We bring people in that are successful with making their dreams come true through thick and thin. And here we are. Welcome, Diana.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Should I say Dr. Diana?
Not yet.
Not yet. Well, we're on our way. And that's exactly what we're going to be getting into in just a moment. Diana is a clinical therapist, right? And what entails of clinical therapy is, well, it's surrounded around helping people, right? It's based around helping people. Diana, why don't you tell us a little bit about exactly what it is that you do? And then we're going to get into why exactly we have you on the show.
I think basically I work specifically in mental health. So basically I travel with people in their journeys to, you know, achieve whatever it is that they want to achieve. So I've worked with people individually and in groups, all sorts of different issues arising from childhood, arising from, you know, biological differences that they've had, arising from trauma. And they're all, you know, coming into a clinic, coming into a person to try and change. Because they want to feel better. They want to live a better life. They want to make more connections with other people. So I just kind of, I don't feel like I give advice.
Yes.
That's not the job of a therapist at all. Okay. Basically, you are a guide and a mirror. And you are someone there to listen and someone there to show them that they can do it. So basically, you have to be their number one cheerleader.
Wow.
And you let them know that they can change. Like, and they can if they see that
you
believe in them.
Wow.
Then it changes everything. So I love my job. I think it's a great job, and I think it's I think that it has allowed me to see people in an entirely positive way.
Right.
Whereas growing up, I thought it was more negative because you see, you know, so many things in
the world.
But it's the complete opposite. Actually, I work in a field where I hear the worst stories, the worst lives, the worst tragedies. And it actually makes me happy because then you also see the resilience of people. And
that's
they
awesome.
Come in.
That is really amazing. Yeah. And
you're a healer.
You're a healer. That's exactly what you are. You're a healer.
I think people heal themselves. I think that's the...
Absolutely.
The main issue.
People do heal themselves, but they can't, some, you know, most can't get there without somebody else believing in them first, right? Now, Diana, this is a perfect example of why we brought you on the show. You just explained everything that we represent, right? That's seeing the light in all people, seeing compassion. And even when contrast is presented to us, we always talk about this, the power of contrast. For example, we experience something that we don't like, right? That's contrast.
Mm-hmm.
That only launches a rocket of desire, which brings us towards something that we do like even more. And that's exactly what you do when you said, you know, you hear these, you know, terrible experiences that these kids have, and you know, you don't let that be the determining factor of what they're experiencing. You let the energy that you're bringing to the table be what they're going to be experiencing. You are thank you for that. You're a healer, absolutely, indeed.
I don't know if you have like a man in your life, but if you do, like he's a lucky lad.
Wow,
seem like a very.
Well, do I see sparks flying or what?
Oh, well, I don't know. I don't know how things are.
They're
sensing some positive vibrations.
Wow. Yeah. Is there something happening in the studio? Is there something happening in the studio right now?
Maybe.
Is there?
You know,
wow.
I don't know.
Hey, guys, you know what? If you want to tune into the after show, you can do that. That's awesome. You know what? That's a proven factor of what happens when you're in the station with the vibration of the vibrations.
I feel it. I just feel her vibrations.
Well, we're going to save that one for outside of the studio.
Okay.
You guys are too funny. You know what? Love is the highest vibration of them all. And I couldn't appreciate you guys bringing that into the studio more than any other vibration. So thank you. And hopefully you guys should exchange numbers.
okay.
Well,
do that.
Love is in the air. So, you know, that's all part of the reason why we're here, right? Interconnectedness, helping one another, unconditionally loving and caring for one another. So another reason why we brought Diana in the studio today is because we thought that it would be a really great idea to show other people that, you know, somebody who has a dream like Diana, she wants to help people. She has a passion for helping people. That's what you live for, right? That's definitely, like, that's your fire, you know? Yeah. So why I think it's really important that you're here with us today is to let listeners know that they truly have the potential to take any step that they want in their lives and pursue that and be successful at that and have that support them, whether it be, you know, helping somebody or, you know, it's all about helping people. It's all about, you know, making yourself feel better through seeing other people feeling better. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's an extremely powerful thing. In addition to what you do, not only are you a clinical therapist, you are also a well-known artist, right? So you have two things going on, which is really, really awesome. I've seen your art. It's absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
So I guess my question for you is how would you tell somebody that is kind of stuck in a spot right now that doesn't really know what they want to do, doesn't really know what path to take, they're stuck in a rut. What mm-hmm. being with your expertise and the things that you have accomplished in your life, what would you say to somebody like that?
I think that even if you feel that you're stuck in a rut, the fact that you're thinking that you want to change is change.
Word.
You are already moving in a positive direction. And coming from studies of change, which is basically what we do, change doesn't necessarily mean drastic moves.
Okay.
And everybody changes at a different rate.
Right, right.
And I think that a lot of times people get stuck because they feel that there is an expectation on them. They feel they can't meet it.
Wow.
And they limit themselves in that way. And I think that if anybody knows somebody that is stuck in a way, encourage them.
Right.
Not to change, but encourage them in a way that lets them know that they're okay where they are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because when somebody feels good about where they are and when they start feeling more positive about themselves and when you start saying, hey, like, you are doing awesome right now. You're thinking about changing. That's really awesome. Just thinking about it is a really good step in the positive direction.
Yeah.
And that gets the person feeling better. That
totally.
Gets the person feeling positive, and that actually allows the person to then change within,
wow.
and makes that actual change more of a possibility.
Totally.
So, yeah. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
No,
that's interesting.
That's really awesome. It's like an equation, right? And what I find so interesting is how caught up we can get in having other people's perspectives of us become our perspectives, you know? We talk a lot about Abe says. We talk a lot of Abraham just because it's good stuff. It's all about feeling good. It's all about, you know, focusing on a positive momentum in your life. And, you know, one of the things that Abe says is, you can, by all means, you can become the embodiment of what somebody else's perspective of you is. You know, if you listen to people and if you listen to what people are saying about you and you really take into account and allow that to mold you, then all you become is an embodiment of what other people see you as.
Yes.
And all you become is an embodiment of what other people want you to be. Whether or not that is what you want or don't want to be. So I think that it's really powerful to have people like you in the world that can that have the ability to unlock that little spot in a person that tells them it's okay. You know, like there's no obligation to be anything else but exactly what you want.
Yes.
You know, and when you tell a person that there's no obligation to be anybody else but exactly what makes you feel the best, how do you resist that?
how can a person, especially a loving, divine child, turn away from that? Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, everybody can find excuses. We can all find excuses for anything, you know? Definitely. We can find excuses for a bad day, or we can find excuses for a great day. We can find excuses to, you know, put ourselves down, or we can find excuses to, you know, put all any excuses we've ever had down the toilet. Say, like, fuck it. So that's that.
Well said.
It's really powerful. We are going to take a quick break. I want to honor our brother Chances. This is math.
Papa's got a brand new bag, Mama's got a brand new hat, and both of us are dressed to heel. And every night is Friday night. Where you wanna go from here? I heard they got fresh air over there. I got the Pendleton, you got the PA. Let's make some magic with ourselves, where the superpowers combine and the alignment of our bodies and minds. We can travel through our space and time and pay homage to all the gods, all the great lovers of the universe. Knowledge, wisdom, Papa, some other earth. Understanding with the freedom comes power to keep the equilibrium with Creator. Shivaya, being born in this circle. Almighty cook and three quarters water for all his offspring to spin through these siphons to give life and to know thy numbers. Papa's got a brand new bag, and Mama loves this gift for gab. She's got ears for everything he says, cause knowledge reigns on her supreme. Understands the words he said, gives information to their arms and legs, so they can walk from where the water ends and drink directly from the source. Only one power in the universe, but it takes two opposites to tango. Put the blanket right here, let's have some water. Pour a little on the earth as an offering. And in my bag I got the Merlins and Frankies, the charcoal, seashell, the copper and flint piece. And Mama being what she is, she brings the first thing. Spark it up and get some hot latching only. All the great levels of the universe. Knowledge, wisdom, Papa, some other earth. Understanding with the freedom comes power to keep the equilibrium with Creator. Shivaya, being born in this circle. Almighty cook and three quarters water for all his offspring to spin through these ciphers to give life and to know thy numbers. Papa got this bag as a gift, an elder brother lost city stitch, for all the sacred ingredients, for the seeds and the dreams of our cultivations. Check out the blanket, so synchronistic, the buff constellation looks just like this. Divine mathematics all in alignment, and Mama's so fine with the fine refinements. So there's a fine line betwixt these elements. Fire heats the water without extinguishing. The two becomes the one, and the one becomes the third thing. For his freedom, it needs lots of nurturing. From a mother earth of 10,000 mysteries. From a
past new melody. Perfect temperance. Yes. That was beautiful. We just thought that it would be appropriate to take a nice little segment. there's nothing better than really sharing a moment with people that you care about, and feeling good music, and getting into that. So that's why I play that. So anytime that you're with somebody, or you're even with yourself, and we play some good high vibe music, just take a moment for yourself. It's like why a cigarette smoker smokes a cigarette, right? You just go out, you have that 5 minutes to yourself, you know. Well, in this one, you got three. So that's that same idea. Being in the moment. We are talking about, if you've just tuned in with us, we have Diana in the studio, my brother Justin as well, co-hosting the show with me today. Diana is a clinical therapist, and basically we have her in the studio to inspire others to follow their dreams, and to help people, to see the power in helping people, to see how good it feels when you help a person, and to see how great of a reward it is when you follow your dreams. And no matter what your dreams are, you're always helping people. You're helping everybody around you by following your highest excitement. You are helping everybody around you. You're benefiting everybody around you by following your dreams and staying in your excitement and in your light. So we're going to move from what Diana does into how that affects the actual outcome of the individual, right? So Diana, as your job, we're just going to do a quick refresher. You basically show people the light within themselves in the sense of you allow them to see the wholeness of who they are. You show them things that have always been in them that previously they had not seen, though. They were just blind to them. They're always there.
Yes.
But they just did not see them. And you just unlock those little doors and you open that up. Well, what, first of all, what kind of responses do you get from the kids when they start making these connections and the neurons start clicking, the neuro patterns in the brain start developing new, more positive momentum ways of thinking? What do you start seeing with them?
I think it varies.
Yeah?
It varies on the person because it depends on whether they've ever had that before.
Okay.
If we're talking about kids, because I've worked with kids and adults, if we're talking about kids who have grown up in dysfunctional homes, have had abuse, have never had anything positive in their life, and you give them positivity,
right,
they fight against it initially.
Wow.
And
it's their barrier.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. They don't know what it is. It's right. New to them, and it's scary, actually. And they almost think it's not real and fake. And, you know, because, like I said, they'd never experienced it before. But consistency is key with kids like that,
right,
people like that. When you show them that you are sincere, that you truly believe that they are beautiful and amazing and unique and worthy and
totally,
all of those things, that they deserve love just like everybody else, they start believing it themselves. And again, you don't see drastic changes, but you see little sparks come back.
Right.
You know, you see that little sparkle in their eye. You see that smile. You see a little bit of sense of relief that somewhere in there they knew it.
Totally.
And then somebody else is seeing it.
Totally.
But I think also with extreme cases, you know, it's a little bit scary because they don't want that to go away. So I think that you help somebody see that. And then hopefully you help them see it enough in themselves so that if you do have to leave for whatever reason or that person's no longer in their life,
right,
they have enough of that light within them so that they can carry it on and so that they can still
totally
feel good about themselves, you know, no matter what the circumstances, no matter who's around them.
Wow. That's an extremely powerful thing. Mm-hmm. That's like the most important thing I feel like to a person, you know, is feeling okay with who you are regardless of your circumstance, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to move real quick. We're going, as we all know, we are on the vibration station. So we're going to get into a little bit more of the science, right, behind how you know, actually starting to change these thoughts can really physically change everything, right? So I've mentioned this before on the show, just because it's such a great reference. Dr. Masaru Emoto, what a wonderful man. I love you, Dr. Masaru Emoto. The vibration station sends its unconditional love and appreciation from our hearts to yours. So Masaru Emoto is an internationally renowned Japanese researcher who has gained worldwide acclaim. Emoto is a graduate of the Yokohama Municipal University's Department of Humanities and Science with a focus on international relations, and he received certification as a doctor of alternative medicine from the Open International University, right? So basically, this is where it gets interesting. Emoto's research has visually captured the structure of water at the moment of freezing, and through high-speed photography, he has shown the direct consequences of destructive thoughts and the thoughts of love and appreciation on the formation of water crystals. The revelation that our thoughts influence water has profound implications for our health and well-being of the planet. So, what does that have to do with what we're talking about? Everything. Dr. Masaru Emoto has proven, through the power of science and trial and error and experimentation, that the power of thought actually influences molecular structure. So here we go. So you have a child, you have a kid who's had a rough life. He's used to negativity all the time. He's just, his parents, you know, they grew up that way. So it's just kind of trickled down the line. And like, you know, here he is, his entire life being in this energy, right? Right? Like, so think about this, right? It's all like structure. It's all geometry. It's all about alignment. So somebody that is not happy all the time, somebody that's constantly being shown negativity, constantly feeling a struggle, constantly feeling a lack of abundance, constantly feeling a lack of worthiness, right? Think of like a circle, right? That circle is going to be like pretty jagged. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like that piece of geometry is going to be pretty skewed, right? Compared to something that feels super good, compared to something that like flows really easily, just like water going downstream, you know what I mean? Or just, you know, if there's moss in the way, you just like move the moss and the water like just opens up, you know? That's like a really complete circle, right? So what I'm actually trying to get to here is that your thoughts fully control the alignment of that circle. And that circle represents you. And the more that circle looks like a circle, and the more that circle is in alignment, the better you feel, and the better things kind of just flow for you, because that's just what you attract. And the more that circle is a little bit jagged, the harder it is to let in the light. So really, there's a whole like molecular phenomena that's occurring when you, as a therapist, are changing the thought process of a human being. There is like full-on physical changes that you are inspiring, right? And that's really interesting to think about.
It's pretty amazing.
It is.
If it's tough to obviously convey.
It
over
is
the radio, but
it absolutely is. Yeah, do you mind, Justin, explaining if you want to look and try?
Yeah, I'd love to. Well, the amazing thing is, I mean, synonymous with what you do, Diana, is you know, over time, positive intentions, positive a new positive outlook, that really does change people.
Yeah.
Physically. They're
yes.
becoming healthier.
Totally.
Individuals. This the true power of water. It gives you an great detail.
Yes.
Pictures.
And this,
physical
this,
changes.
This book. It's Masaru Emoto's book.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It's incredible. The pictures, if you were to see them, they, after introducing numerous...
Prayer. Right.
They offer music. They
yes.
offer...
Yes. Indeed.
The,
they offer microwave radiation.
Yeah.
They, yeah.
Anything.
Like, they put anything. Like
the,
some
the crystals, they become
yeah.
like just flowering designs, geometrical
yes.
patterns, shapes. It's pretty incredible. I would highly suggest researching this. There's tons of work on it, but
yeah,
this is incredible.
Yeah,
Masaru Emoto.
It's really phenomenal.
Oh,
it's really amazing. The gnarliest part about the entire thing is that it's proven. It's right in front of your face. Right, we've been hearing for centuries. You know your thoughts. Thoughts are things. You know, you always heard that, even as a kid. You know, thoughts are things. And I guess, well, I don't know. I don't know if you always hear that as a kid. My dad always told me, he's like, thoughts are things. I don't know. I don't know if that's a renowned thing. But you know, you always hear that. You know, thoughts are things. Watch what you think. You know, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say it at all. It's a little bit different. But on the same lines. It's, watch what you're putting out. Watch what you're saying. You know, it's going to have a consequence to it, right? Well, that consequence now is we can see it with our eyes in a microscope.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm reading one here that says they put a
yeah.
label on a water bottle.
Yeah, read this. Read
in
this,
Japanese,
please.
it's translates to you fool.
Mm-hmm.
Generally a negative,
Yes.
Something to say.
Absolutely.
You know, not too nice to say to somebody. the picture results in a very jagged, very rigid, almost angry looking pattern.
Yeah.
That way. It's not symmetrical. It's not, there's no sort of geometry to it. It just looks jagged and sort of disjointed.
Yeah.
The same water from same source, same plastic bottle. They wrote, thank you. The crystal is like a beautiful snowflake almost.
Wow.
It's pretty incredible. I mean, these are just words too.
Right.
It's not even, people just wrote that down.
Right.
So the power of words in affecting people, I mean, it's gnarly. Pretty incredible. Yeah.
Gnarly. We actually, we had the pleasure here on the Vibration Station of having Michelle Arbeau, a celebrity numerologist, come on the show last month and, or actually it was 2 months ago. And, we had the pleasure of having her talk to us about, you know, numerology. Along with that, she talked about the power of words, and she has a book out actually called, it is called The Power of Words, I believe. Yeah, The Power of Words. And Power of Words. Yes, I believe that. But it's really phenomenal. Excuse me, Michelle, I apologize for not knowing your new book right off the top of my head. But it's really, really amazing. It is absolutely, absolutely amazing. The information that she, you know, has in that book, the stuff that she explains is absolutely mind-blowing. It truly describes in that book how each word that you say holds an entire vibration behind it. Each word that you say has a momentum behind it. It's like, you know, a gun has like bullets, you know what I mean? Your words contain power. Your words contain, you know, energy. That's gunpowder, you know what I mean? Essentially, you know, metaphorically. But your words are just as powerful as your actions, right? What comes first? Yeah, sorry, go on. Diana, you were just going
to
say.
Oh, I was just wanting to chime in there. I mean, this is pretty much the whole basis around, for example, cognitive behavioral therapy.
Okay.
Wow. When you're talking about the power of words, the power of thoughts, all of those kind of go together. When people have what we call self-talk, negative self-talk, when you are telling yourself, I'm ugly, I'm a loser, you're never going to win, all those sorts of thoughts that you have in your head that you feel like you can't control, that you feel are automatic, that physically does change you. That physically makes, you know, creates changes in your brain and lead to depression and lead to, you know, numerous other, you know, mental health issues. Cognitive behavioral therapy, you know, it's just about changing the way that you perceive things. If you don't, even if you don't believe it, which a lot of people obviously don't, the exercise, the homework, a lot of the homework is write down some positive words. You don't believe these positive words yet.
Yeah.
It's not, you don't feel it yet, but just say them.
Yeah.
And just repeat them. And just repeat them throughout the day as much as you can. And eventually, after repeating them, it starts to sink in. They
totally
start to believe it. They start to change.
Totally.
So it's really interesting how, you know, thoughts and words go together.
They do.
And how they can really change you within.
Right.
Just the words alone can change your thought, or just the thought alone without the words can change you. So
totally.
It kind of...
Totally. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. It's absolutely amazing. I wanted to correct myself from earlier. Michelle Arbeau's book is The Energy of Words. Make sure to check it out. Harness the vibration of language and transform your life. The Energy of Words, Michelle Arbeau. Thank you, Diana, for that contribution. Yeah, it's so true. It's really so true. You know, one thing I wanted to add on to that was it's like climbing the emotional scale. You know, there's like, at the bottom of the emotional scale is, obviously, is hatred, right? Is complete lack of love for one's self. Do you know what I mean? And from, you know, you go hatred, and then it's, you know, kind of despair, and then, you know, anger, and then you get a little bit less, and then kind of, you know, upset, and then maybe, you know, from upset, it's, you know, you're okay, and then from okay, it's kind of like, well, I'm content, and then from content, you're, you know, happy, and then you feel great, and then all of a sudden, like, you know, you just climb the emotional scale, and what people tend to forget is they control where they are on the emotional scale. And all the time, people are so used to just looking at something and reacting. Look, react. Look, react. Look, react. Right? Well, instead of just looking and reacting, how about you look and deliberately respond, right? Deliberately respond. There's a huge difference between just like, you know, looking at something. For example, you're driving, you see a car crash. Are you going to generate this energy that says, oh, I feel really bad for those people, that sucks, right? That's what I always do. Right? That's what most people do too. If you're in a car with someone, or let's say you just see somebody get pulled over by the cops.
Damn.
Like, dude, that sucks. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what you're doing? You're not consciously doing it. You're not meaning to do it. But you're adding momentum into this situation. Whether it be positive or negative, you are adding momentum. So by you deliberately saying and acknowledging, oh, that sucks, you're taking that from the thought, bringing that into the out loud, into the physical, and sharing that energy. So that's just, but you don't mean to do it. You know what I mean? But, you know, it's not that that in itself is going to make a monumental difference. But over time, if you don't catch yourself over, you know, how many times a day do you see something that isn't pleasant? And if you're just reacting in a negative way and just saying that sucks, that sucks, that sucks, that sucks, that's a bummer. Look at that, that sucks. I can't believe this. We're in so much debt. Look at this. How are we going to do that? Oh, my God. No wonder you're attracting, like, all this stuff. No wonder you can't see anything that's really great. You know, while on the other side of the emotional scale, there's people that are living, like, super happy and prosperous and abundant. And, you know, they don't even have a lot of money. They're the most happiest people in the world. Do you know what I mean? It's not all about money and stuff. But that's just my point, is allowing yourself to deliberately control the way that you react to a situation. And instead of saying that sucks, look at that and be like, you know what? A lesson was learned and things will go on. There is progression. And just know, with all contrast, there is a rocket of desire that is being launched. So just focus on riding that rocket of desire instead of the contrast that's in front of you. That's all I'm talking about. By the way, the emotional guidance scale, I just want to throw this out real quick. It goes from fear, grief, depression. So it's fear, and then from fear to insecurity, to insecurity, to jealousy. From jealousy, then comes hatred, rage. From there comes revenge. From there to anger, to discouragement, to blame, to worry, to doubt, disappointment, overwhelmment, frustration, permission, boredom. Then from boredom, contentment, hopefulness, optimism, positive expectation, enthusiasm, passion, joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, appreciation. Just thought I'd climb that one for you. So we've covered some really important things today, guys, some really, really powerful points. If we could just apply them to our lives, that would just be, it'd be such like a, just an awesome thing, right? Just imagine. Imagine if we all super consciously decided to, you know, just make the way that we feel be the most important thing. I say that every week. Check this out. Chances are good. Amazing.
You're amazing. A beautiful sound, fire blazing. My head to the ground, giving our praises. Love's all around, feeling your greatness. From toast to the crown, I'm so grateful for all that you are. Like a grandma giving birth to a soul, take this love. You deserve a lot more, looking above. Lightning from a condor, touch you down now. Growing up, lighten up, circle up, growing up, listen up. This is one love, one life, one light, one. What the heaven is going on, going on. What the heaven is going on, going on. What the heaven is going on, going on. Take a look around, everything is changing now. All the temples around the world are coming down. All the old school, new ones are popping up, coming up like
like a fresh bud from the mud. Everybody fell in love like they never did. Learning how to live in this dream, who said? All the avatars are coming back as our kids. Teaching us all the words of the music. Singing one verse, one with the universe. Sun, moon, stars, earth, blessed right from birth. What's your time worth? Better say your prayers first. Hold the holy water, give it thanks and quench your thirst. Drinking up, licking up with the medicine. Walking on the path of gratitude and Puritan. Open up your eyes, a light time has come again. Run and tell a friend it's already happening. Beautiful sound, fire blazing, blazing from head to the ground, giving our praises, praises. Love's all around, feeling your greatness, greatness. We toast to the crown. I'm so grateful, grateful for all that you are. Like a grandma, grandma, from birth to the stars. Take this love, you deserve a lot more. Looking above. Lightning from a condor, touching down now.
Going up, going up, listen up now. Going up, lighting up, lighting up now. Love it, love it, love it. Chances are good. So, as we know, at the beginning of the show, we had a little love connection on the other side of the studio going on. At this point, now they're dating. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe. I'm just kidding. You should have seen. Hey,
she's
maybe.
Cute. She. For those who can't see.
Well, there you go, Justin. You just.
You are making me blush on radio.
Oh, wow. Now, is this the Howard Stern show? Or... I'm just kidding. Well, it's the Davy Crockett show. No. And what happens on the Davy show? Love happens on the Davy show. What happens on the Davy show stays on the Davy show. The Vibration Station. So, if you are just tuning in with us, we've had a really great and powerful show today. We have none other than our one and only Diana, Dr. Diana. We're just going to call you Dr. Diana. She's on her way to being a doctor. She's just a positive light in this world, high vibrational being that is a clinical therapist. And she talks about, helping people. We're talking about how if she can do it, you can do it. You know, follow your dreams. These are her dreams, helping people. It's all connected. It's all good. It's all one. We moved into feeling how feeling good, you know, actually changes the molecular structure of your being, right? What you're saying, what you're thinking, what you're telling yourself is actually changing the molecular structure of your being. We were talking about Dr. Masaru Emoto's experiment with the water crystals, right? How he took just distilled water, he took water from a dam, he took water, all these different types. Took pictures of them regular, on a molecular scale, you know, just look like blobs. Took pictures of them with words that were negative. It was really, really skewed stuff. It looked way, way, like, not like blobs, like bad stuff. Like, it, like, looked, like, just not, looked angry almost. And then things with positive, and it's perfectly aligned. These molecules look like divine little, perfect little snowflakes. Really, that's exactly what they look like, is a snowflake. And if you've ever seen a snowflake up close and personal, if you've ever seen a high-speed camera taking a picture of a snowflake right before it hits the ground, it's in the exact same shape as these water molecules that have been blessed, that have prayer. So what does that tell you? That nature,
the sky is blessed.
Is blessed. It's positive. It's just naturally good, right? And we learn this through experiments. It's amazing the things that we can do. I want to pass this off. We're going to close off our show with the last few minutes. Diana has some stories that I think would be interesting to hear. We're just going to share it with the world. What's going on, Diana?
Well, basically, I was just really excited that you're talking about positive energy and the fact that you have control over it, and the fact that words and thoughts have a lot more power than we probably think that it does.
Absolutely.
So if you go on two opposite ends of the spectrum, you have, for example, there's in Haiti, there are a lot of people that practice voodoo, that believe in voodoo.
Mm. Okay,
and
absolutely.
There have been, countless psychologists that have studied the phenomenon of when a voodoo witch doctor puts a curse on you, tells you that you're going to die, and people actually die.
Right.
Doctors have gone there from, you know, America.
Right.
What is this? You know, right. they study them. They can't. They couldn't figure out for the longest time why it was that they were actually dying. Because right. there was nothing physically wrong with them,
right.
actually. It would take a few weeks after the wow. witch doctor would pronounce their death. It would take a few weeks, and the person, young, old, woman, man, like anybody, they would end up dying.
Wow.
Couldn't figure it out for the longest time.
Within like a short period of time between
within a,
when the
yes, it would
the
take
witch
like
doctor.
A, yeah, it would take like a week
Whoa,
or a few weeks.
That's crazy.
Come to find out, they figured out that these people believe so wholeheartedly
yes.
the witch doctor.
Yes.
They respect him. And when you believe that something is real, yes. you make it happen.
Yes.
And this is the most extreme case yes. of that. You make it happen. You kill yourself, basically. Mm. What they found out was that they basically stopped eating. They stopped wow. drinking. They stopped making connections with people. They became extremely depressed because they were going to die.
They thought they were going to die. And in the process, killed themselves.
And therefore
yes.
died.
It's a catch-22. Like
exactly. Yeah. Pretty wow. interesting phenomenon. You go on the other side of the spectrum, it would be
wow.
like when somebody is terminally ill.
Right.
And they have family that is just preying on them and just
yes.
hoping and
yes.
wanting them to live. And you have those miracles where somehow the cancer disappears.
Yes.
Can't explain it. Have no idea what it is. And people believe in the power of prayer. People, you know, believe
Absolutely.
In their religion. But really, it's positivity. It's
yes.
sending that person love. It's sending that person hope. It's wanting that person to be better.
It's making those ice crystals divine.
Yes,
you know?
Exactly. And there's
because
miracles.
Cancer can't live within those ice crystals. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cancer can't live. And your molecules are exactly the same as those ice crystals. Cancer, illness, sickness, out of alignment, cannot live in complete health and wholeness and goodness and wellness. One cannot have the other. They are opposites. They cannot coexist in the same spot, in the same space. So I love that. Thank you. So go on.
Well, basically, I think that just shows the tremendous power
yes.
that intentions, that vibrations, that thoughts, that words have on yourself, on
yes.
other people. And I think that is a really amazing gift,
yeah.
an amazing realization to know that you have the power to get yourself out of any situation,
wow.
to get yourself out of any feeling, no matter what tragedy, no matter what, you know, struggles you're having, no matter what, you know, confusion or
yes.
you're in a rut or anything, you can get yourself out of it always.
You're absolutely invincible.
Yes.
And that's what Abe talks about all the time. She says you're absolutely invincible. You're absolutely invincible. I want to talk about one last study. Diana, have you ever heard of Greg Braden?
No.
No. Greg Braden. I love Greg Braden. Greg, I love you. Greg Braden is this man. He's a doctor, a scientist doctor. But he is a advocate for the power of healing through thought. There is this video. Greg Braden is kind of he's the host of the video, right? He kind of talks about it and sets up the whole scene. This woman was, I believe, Thailand or something. I couldn't tell you exactly. I think it was like Thailand. It was somewhere like that. And she had a bladder cancer, right? She had a tumor on her bladder. And it was huge. It was like way bigger than her bladder itself. It was like phenomenally large. And she tried chemotherapy. She traveled. She got sponsors and stuff for all these people. Long story short, none of it worked. She gets approached and, you know, by these people and says, you know, it's going to work if you just believe it's going to work and you're just thinking about it the wrong way. You know, it's all the way that you approach it. So they teach her for 3 months. They take her, teach her how to think. And then they document this. They have these three healers. They're like these three monks, but they're just dressed in doctor's clothes. And they chant. And all they're doing is chanting. And then they have their hands over there and they go like, ah, 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 ah. 3 minutes her tumor shrinks. And they have real time, they have an ultrasound video, real time, of 3 minutes, a tumor going from completely alive to no longer. You need to check it out. Just type in Greg Braden tumor, and it will absolutely pop up. People, this has been such an awesome Vibration Station episode, and I love you guys so much. Justin, my brother, my dog.
Thank you, my brother.
Dude, thank you so much for sharing your positive vibes. And
Much love.
I love you, man. You know that. Diana, thank you so much for coming in the studio and spreading your good vibes. Hopefully, we'll have these two in a little bit more often. You never know what's going to happen with these two. So we'll see. Thank you, guys. Always sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, and laughter from my heart to yours. Talk to you guys soon. See you next Sunday. I love you and all the selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in the golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrases.